So it's actually called the active denial system. It's a weapon that was developed by the military in the early 2000s, and it was originally conceived of as a crowd control device. The idea is that it emits these invisible rays, and if you're caught in the range, it uses almost like a microwave technology. It heats up the water molecules in your skin, so it makes you feel like you're burning, but it doesn't actually inflict real burns, and the second you leave the range, it goes away. So that was how it was made, but it has been controversial. There's been a lot of concern about its safety, its effectiveness, and whether or not it does actually leave any lasting damage. So that was the device that some of the federal officials were asking about prior to these protests.
Now, to be clear, no such thing was brought to Lafayette Square to be used, but you have testimony from a D.C. National Guard major, Adam DeMarco, big basis for your story here, who is saying what, that they were looking for such a device?
Correct. So Mr. DeMarco is D.C. National Guard major, and he was copied on emails from federal law enforcement officials who basically were asking around and saying, hey, do we have access to this device? Do you know where there might be one? They were just sort of looking to see if there was one available. And that was the detail that Mr. DeMarco provided to congressional lawmakers in his testimony.
What else were they looking for?
They were also looking for an LRAD, which is a long-range acoustic device. LRADs, as you mentioned earlier, can be used to emit these really deafening noises that can make people feel like pain in their ears, and it can disperse crowds that way. They're also used commonly in protests to make announcements, especially with a large crowd. And the LRAD in this case has been something of a touchy point because there's some question about whether they had one or not. Park police said they did, and they used it to tell people to leave. But people who were on the ground said there was no way they had one because they couldn't hear any announcement saying, we are asking you to disperse.
What are authorities saying about all this?
So federal officials didn't speak with me extensively, but what they did say was that these emails are being misconstrued, that they were just checking inventory, trying to see what was available, that they didn't ever have any intent to use these on protesters. But it's hard to know, right, because they never obtained these devices, so who can say what they would or wouldn't do with them if they had them.
Put the rest of it into context for us, if you would, Marissa. People are already quite outraged at what happened. The tear gas, the batons, the clearing of demonstrators who were just milling about by many witness accounts and by video that we've seen. They weren't hurting anybody, although some in law enforcement say there were some demonstrators that were causing trouble. But I guess my point is, it was bad enough in many people's minds already. Imagine if these devices had been used.
Sure. I mean, this was early days in the protests that have been ongoing since George Floyd's death. And those first few nights, there were some volatile incidents, right? We had protesters who were committing acts of vandalism. There was some looting that happened near some of the demonstrations. People were setting off fireworks, starting fires. So there were some instances where citizens were doing things that I think law enforcement looked at and said, okay, we need to step up our presence. But on June 1st, which was the day that you're talking about, this was well before dark. This was before the mayor's curfew order even took a hold. It was around 6:30. There were families out there. There were people chanting, holding signs. It was, by all accounts, very, very peaceful. And I think the reason that people were so outraged, because there had been similar munitions used the night before and the night before that, but the reason that this had gotten so much outrage was because a lot of folks saw it happen live. They watched it on a split screen when they were watching CNN or Fox News or MSNBC, and watched as the president walked to the front of St. John's Episcopal Church, and then two blocks away, there were these clouds of tear gas and smoke and stun grenades going off as protesters were screaming and running. And it just was very surreal and upsetting, I think, to a lot of folks to see those two images side by side.